Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 5th of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are asking.
Ooh, is that real?
Ooh, I don't know. Planets.
Sun identity conjunct Jupiter, expansion, excess.
And?
While these planets suggest that you go for it, whatever it may be, with all the resources at your disposal, they simultaneously remind that, curses, not everyone shares your position, viewpoint, or perception. And should you encounter one or more of the aforementioned everybody's as you go about your business or attempt to make your merry way, it would probably be wise, despite the almost irresistible temptation, to treat them diplomatically rather than dismissively. Moreover, if you mean to be a worthy advocate of your objectives, first you'll need to identify them and then give yourself permission to pursue them. This shouldn't be too difficult if you shift the focus from what others are doing with their time and energy, how they are conducting themselves, and whether you deem it acceptable to your part in things. Seriously, good old where there's a will, there's a way. Here's the deal. You appear to have several choices or access to several methods for attaining a goal, target, or burning ambition. So the interesting part will, of course, be selecting the one that is most intellectually stimulating, potentially profitable, fun to develop, and, of course, participate in.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun conjunct Jupiter.
Pisces, Leo, Sagittarius, everybody.
And if one's birthday, 5th of March.
Be candid and forthright without being negative or overly critical about your druthers and or what works for you at the outset. You will find that both personal and family matters go more smoothly if everything is ironed out from the jump and no one's walking around holding grudges due to the other guy's clairvoyance deficiency and inability to know, understand, heed, or fulfill your needs.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.